The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, you got a boy child's coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun.
Welcome back to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. That, of course, was a great Chicagoan, Muddy Waters singing Manish Boy. His great-granddaughter, great-granddaughter, I think, Chandra Cooper, is on a phone line now. How many greats are in there, Chandra?
Just one, Steve. Just one great.
I remember, sadly, the day your great-grandfather died. I was living in Milwaukee, and it's just one of those. I was a big fan. I am a big fan, and so it's a pleasure to talk to you today, and I know you must be very proud of your great-grandfather's legacy.
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, I want to say, first, for having us. I am so honored, you know, and just happy about his legacy, and this is the reason why I'm so fighting hard to ensure that there is a museum in his name and in his legacy and the history of, you know, why he came here to Chicago, what he was doing here, and just tell the story in this museum.
Well, we're talking because Alderman Sophia King had put forward this plan that would have required these so-called house museums to get zoning approval before they could go forward. Right now, if you own a house and you want to turn it into a museum, there's nothing to keep you from doing it. The concern was the Mojo Museum, which you're championing, or maybe the Emmett Till House or places like that, might have more difficulty becoming museums if they had to get zoning approval. So the opposition to that was pretty much overwhelming, and today she backed down just before zoning committee meeting on the subject. Was the Mojo Museum at risk?
Oh, indeed.
Yeah.
We are in jeopardy, you know, if something like this passes, we will be in jeopardy of maybe not even having a museum. And so what's in question, Steve, is really the fact that for 50 years, house museums existed in the city of Chicago as a right, your personal right to make your home, your apartment, your living space a museum. And what she was trying to do simply was saying that you have to go through the board of zoning. And it was between the zone of boarding and also your neighbors of how they felt about that. I mean, as you know, I mean, you've done news, you know, for a very long time. You don't hear about issues with house museums in Chicago. I mean, people decide to work together and they champion and they make sure that the community is okay and the streets that these museums are on. You just work together, and that's what we traditionally have done in Chicago, and that's what we plan on doing. We don't plan on doing anything that's going to harm the lifestyle of our community,
okay,
or the people who live on that street.
Well, let me push back at you a little bit, though, because it is, you know, if I bought the house on that street and it was a residential street, this does change the character of it. I mean, you can't put a grocery store across the street from my house, so shouldn't you have to jump through maybe a couple of hurdles to get approval for a museum? I mean, isn't it kind of fair? I mean, I can understand why the neighbors would want that, I guess, or to have input.
I think it's important for everybody to have some type of input. But this is something that has been on the books, again, for over 50 years in the city of Chicago, and there's never been an issue with house museums. I mean, we're not going to – history should not be changed. All I need to do and what the other proprietors need to do is just work with the community. And we're able to do that without having an iron fist or a different type of law put on top of us. It's hard enough to tell the stories, the African-American stories and history about the different house museums. And then to have something additionally on top of that, that's really hard to do.
What?
Go ahead.
No, so are you concerned, though, that this issue isn't dead?
I'm concerned it is not dead. Yes.
What could she do? How could she change it? If she was overwhelmingly sort of shot down this time, how could she change it to make it more acceptable?
I have no idea how she could change anything. I'm happy that and relieved today that it did not go through. I do plan on having conversations with her and people in our neighborhood to see, you know, what kind of things they like, what kind of things they don't like, because we want to be open to that. But I'm so glad today that I can say that that museum will be open and we're going to continue moving forward.
When are you hoping to open?
We don't have a set date, okay, but we're hoping within the next couple of years.
But you've got funding, right? You've got funding assistance.
Yes, we've gotten some funding assistance, and we're going to continue to keep doing that.
What an amazing day that would be, just a tour of the house museums on the south side. You know, if you're visiting the Emmett Till house and then go to Muddy Waters house, I mean, that would be okay, let's start that business, you and I, Chandra.
You know what, Steve? You have to think about all the different houses that are on the south side right now. There's like about 7 to 8 different houses right now that are either under construction, in a rehab process, or just starting the process of being bought. And they're so significant. I mean, these houses will really tell the stories of how African Americans migrated to Chicago, but then also the stories of while they were in these communities and all the things that have happened. And just imagine you being able to take a bike tour or just walking the street, and you can say, oh, this house and that house and this house. That's so significant. It's significant for anybody who lives in the city, and also people who come to our city just to visit.
Well, you know, a thing is, and people listen to me all the time, they're tired of me hearing saying this, but, you know, this is a case of a building that you walk by all the time, you know, and you don't know the history of your own city sometimes until it's made a little more clear. And that's what I think these house museums would do. I mean, how many people who walk by your great-grandfather's house knew what it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago? So there's the Phyllis.
Even today. Some of them today. People walk by today. What about the children who walk by?
Right.
They don't know what the house is. They just see, oh, it's been a vacant house.
So,
do you know how significant this house is?
So there's the Phyllis Wheatley house they're looking at, Elijah Muhammad. I mentioned the Tills. You're underway. Are there others that we should know about?
There are others. There's a list of them. And actually, I am working in a collaboration with what's called the Chicago House Museum Coalition.
Uh-huh.
And so, like I said, there's like 7 or 8 different houses in there. Well, you're going to hear more about us. You're going to hear more about the effort that we have. And we're all together in a coalition to just make this happen, to make sure we're preserving African-American history and working together with the community.
You'll always be welcome here, so you keep us updated on what you're doing. Now let's talk about your great-grandfather. And
let's talk about him.
And the museum. What's the story going to tell us there?
Oh, the story will tell you about how the musicians came there, and he was so open and loving, you know, between cooking for them and letting them stay there, and they were able to rehearse in the basement area. In addition to that, you'll be seeing different artifacts and different art pieces about him, and just the story about him, you know. Yeah. And so I know there's been some talk about people saying, oh, they're going to have a recording studio. I would like to say, and just so everybody knows, we are absolutely not having a recording studio. What was planned was just a simple little area where you can, for educational purposes, you can go in there and just record a little tape as he's singing and that kind of thing and take that with you. So we don't plan to disturb the community or be loud or anything like that. This is all for educational use. It's also just for preserving his legacy and telling the story there. I mean, just think, if these walls could talk, if the inside of the Muddy Waters house, if these walls could talk,
I want to be there.
So much history.
So it's hard to believe that he died almost 40 years ago. What is it, 38 years ago?
1983 is when he died.
Did you know him well? I don't know your age. I'm not asking your age.
I knew him very well.
Did you?
I knew him very well. I actually grew up with him. And so when I was a baby, I was born in Illinois Masonic Hospital. I actually came home to that house in Chicago. And then when my grandfather moved to the suburbs, Westmont, Illinois, in 1973, I was there. I moved there with him as well. So I lived with him for my foundational years. I lived in the house with him.
So I
look at him as my grandfather, but I also look at him as a father figure.
Did Mick Jagger ever hold you and burp you or anything like that when you were a baby?
You know, I don't know that, but I can tell you that I've met several pop stars and rock stars, you know, from Eric Clapton to Mick Jagger. I've met so many of them. And so just grateful, for my grandfather and the struggle that, he had. You know, you have to remember, he was a sharecropper in Mississippi, and he came to Chicago, right, did his music, was able to buy that house. These are the type of stories that you will be hearing in the Muddy Waters Mojo Museum.
Yeah.
People don't understand. That's a struggle. It was very hard back then to even buy a house. The fact that he was even able to do that, right?
Did he? We've got to run here. I'm so sorry. I could talk to you forever, but in 10 seconds, was he aware of his influence, wasn't he, in the music world?
He was a very humble man. He was a very giving man. I think that he was aware, but I don't think that he understood just the magnitude of who he really was and who he is as a legend.
He probably didn't.
And I like to say that. We have our mojo working right now. We're going to keep that mojo working.
You probably didn't think we'd be talking about him 40 years later. Chandra Cooper from the Mojo Museum. Okay, keep in touch, okay? I want to help.
I sure will. Thank you so much, Steve. Have a good night.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to make way for hockey coming up.